Job chapter 11. Zophar reproves Job for justifying himself and invites him to repentance. 11:1. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, 11:2. Shall not he that speaketh much hear also? Or shall a man full of talk be justified? 11:3. Shall men hold their peace to thee only? And when thou hast mocked others, shall no man confute thee? 11:4. For thou hast said, My word is pure, and I am clean in thy sight. 11:5. And I wish that God would speak with thee, and would open his lips to thee. 11:6. That he might shew thee the secrets of wisdom, and that his law is manifold, and thou mightest understand that he exacted much less of thee than thy iniquity deserveth. 11:7. Peradventure thou wilt comprehend the steps of God, and wilt find out the Almighty perfectly. 11:8. He is higher than heaven, and what wilt thou do? He is deeper than hell, and how wilt thou know? 11:9. The measure of him is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. 11:10. If he shall overturn all things, or shall press them together, who shall contradict him? 11:11. For he knoweth the vanity of men, and when he seeth iniquity, doth he not consider it? 11:12. A vain man is lifted up into pride, and thinketh himself born free like a wild ass's colt. 11:13. But thou hast hardened thy heart, and hast spread thy hands to him. 11:14. If thou wilt put away from thee the iniquity that is in thy hand, and let not injustice remain in thy tabernacle. 11:15. Then mayest thou lift up thy face without spot, and thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear. 11:16. Thou shalt also forget misery, and remember it only as waters that are passed away. 11:17. And brightness like that of the noonday shall arise to thee at evening. And when thou shalt think thyself consumed, thou shalt rise as the day star. 11:18. And thou shalt have confidence, hope being set before thee, and being buried thou shalt sleep secure. 11:19. Thou shalt rest, and there shall be none to make thee afraid, and many shall enter thy face. 11:20. But the eyes of the wicked shall decay, and the way to escape shall fail them, and their hope the abomination of the soul. Job chapter 12. Job's reply to Zophar. He extols God's power and wisdom. 12:1. Then Job answered, and said, 12:2. Are you then men alone, and shall wisdom die with you? 12:3. I also have a heart as well as you. For who is ignorant of these things, which you know? 12:4. He that is mocked by his friends as I, shall call upon God and he will hear him. For the simplicity of the just man is laughed to scorn. 12:5. The lamp despised in the thoughts of the rich, is ready for the time appointed. 12:6. The tabernacles of robbers abound, and they provoke God boldly, whereas it is he that hath given all into their hands. 12:7. But ask now the beasts, and they shall teach thee, and the birds of the air, and they shall tell thee. 12:8. Speak to the earth, and it shall answer thee, and the fishes of the sea shall tell. 12:9. Who is ignorant that the hand of the Lord hath made all these things? 12:10. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the spirit of all flesh of man? 12:11. Doth not the ear discern words, and the palate of him that eateth, the taste? 12:12. In the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days prudence. 12:13. With him is wisdom and strength, he hath counsel and understanding. 12:14. If he pull down, there is no man that can build up. If he shut up a man, there is none that can open. 12:15. If he withhold the waters, all things shall be dried up. And if he send them out, they shall overturn the earth. 12:16. With him is strength and wisdom. He knoweth both the deceivers, and him that is deceived. 12:17. He bringeth counselors to a foolish end, and judges to insensibility. 12:18. He looseth the belt of kings, and girdeth their loins with a cord. 12:19. He leadeth away priests without glory, and overthroweth nobles. 12:20. He changeth the speech of the true speakers, and taketh away the doctrine of the aged. 12:21. He poureth contempt upon princes, and relieveth them that were oppressed. 12:22. He discovereth deep things out of darkness, and bringeth up to light the shadow of death. 12:23. He multiplieth nations, and destroyeth them, and restoreth them again after they were overthrown. 12:24. He changeth the heart of the princes of the people of the earth, and deceiveth them that they walk in vain where there is no way. 12:25. They shall grope as in the dark, and not in the light, and he shall make them stagger like men that are drunk. Job chapter 13. Job persists in maintaining his innocence, and reproves his friends. 13:1. Behold, my eye hath seen all these things, and my ear hath heard them, and I have understood them all. 13:2. According to your knowledge I also know, neither am I inferior to you. 13:3. But yet I will speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. 13:4. Having first shewn that you are forgers of lies, and maintainers of perverse opinions. 13:5. And I wish you would hold your peace, that you might be thought to be wise men. 13:6. Hear ye therefore my reproof, and attend to the judgment of my lips. 13:7. Hath God any need of your life, that you should speak deceitfully for him? 13:8. Do you accept this person, and do you endeavor to judge for God? 13:9. Or shall it please him, from whom nothing can be concealed? Or shall he be deceived as a man, with your deceitful dealings? 13:10. He shall reprove you, because in secret you accept his person. 13:11. As soon as he shall move himself, he shall trouble you, and his dread shall fall upon you. 13:12. Your remembrance shall be compared to ashes, and your neck shall be brought to clay. 13:13. Hold your peace a little while, that I may speak whatsoever my mind shall suggest to me. 13:14. Why do I tear my flesh with my teeth, and carry my soul in my hands? 13:15. Although he should kill me, I will trust in him. But yet I will reprove my ways in his sight. 13:16. And he shall be my savior. For no hypocrite shall come before his presence. 13:17. Hear ye my speech, and receive with your ears hidden truths. 13:18. If I shall be judged, I know that I shall be found just. 13:19. Who is he that will plead against me? Let him come. Why am I consumed holding my peace? 13:20. Two things only do not to me, and then from thy face I shall not be hid. 13:21. Withdraw thy hand far from me, and let not thy dread terrify me. 13:22. Call me, and I will answer thee, or else I will speak, and do thou answer me. 13:23. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my crimes and offenses. 13:24. Why hidest thou thy face, and thinkest me thy enemy? 13:25. Against a leaf that is carried away with the wind, thou shewest thy power, and thou pursuest a dry straw. 13:26. For thou writest bitter things against me, and wilt consume me for the sins of my youth. 13:27. Thou hast put my feet in the stocks, and hast observed all my paths, and hast considered the steps of my feet. 13:28. Who am to be consumed as rottenness, and as a garment that is not eaten? Job chapter 14. Job declares the shortness of man's days, and professes his belief of a resurrection. 14:1. Man born of a woman, living for a short time, is filled with many miseries. 14:2. Who cometh forth like a flower, and is destroyed, and fleeth as a shadow, and never continueth in the same state. 14:3. And dost thou think it meet to open thy eyes upon such an one, and to bring him into judgment with thee? 14:4. Who can make him clean that is conceived of unclean seed? Is it not thou who only art? 14:5. The days of man are short, and the number of his months is with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds which cannot be passed. 14:6. Depart a little from him, that he may rest until his wished for day come, as that of the hireling. 14:7. A tree hath hope. If it be cut, it groweth green again, and the boughs thereof sprout. 14:8. If its roots be old in the earth, and its stock be dead in the dust. 14:9. At the scent of water, it shall spring, and bring forth leaves, as when it was first planted. 14:10. But man, when he shall be dead, and stripped and consumed, I pray you, where is he? 14:11. As if the water should depart out of the sea, and an emptied river should be dried up. 14:12. So man, when he is fallen asleep, shall not rise again. Till the heavens be broken, he shall not awake, nor rise up out of his sleep. 14:13. Who will grant me this, that thou mayest protect me in hell, and hide me till thy wrath pass, and appoint me a time when thou wilt remember me? that thou mayest protect me in hell, that is, in the state of the dead, and in the place where the souls are kept waiting for their Redeemer. 14:14. Shall man that is dead, thinkest thou, live again? All the days in which I am now in warfare, I expect until my change come. 14:15. Thou shalt call me, and I will answer thee. To the work of thy hands thou shalt reach out thy right hand. 14:16. Thou indeed hast numbered my steps, but spare my sins. 14:17. Thou hast sealed up my offenses as it were in a bag, but hast cured my iniquity. 14:18. A mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed out of its place. 14:19. Waters wear away the stones, and with inundation the ground by little and little is washed away. So in like manner thou shalt destroy man. 14:20. Thou hast strengthened him for a little while, that he may pass away forever. Thou shalt change his face, and shalt send him away. 14:21. Whether his children come to honor or dishonor, he shall not understand. 14:22. But yet his flesh, while he shall live, shall have pain, and his soul shall mourn over him. Job chapter 15. Eliphaz returns to the charge against Job, and describes the wretched state of the wicked. 15:1. And Eliphaz the Themanite answered, and said, 15:2. Will a wise man answer as if he were speaking in the wind, and fill his stomach with burning heat? 15:3. Thou reprovest him by words, who is not equal to thee, and thou speakest that which is not good for thee. 15:4. As much as is in thee, thou hast made void fear, and hast taken away prayers from before God. Thou hast made void fear, that is, cast off the fear of offending God. 15:5. For thy iniquity hath taught thy mouth, and thou imitatest the tongue of blasphemers. 15:6. Thy own mouth shall condemn thee, and not I, and thy own lips shall answer thee. 15:7. Art thou the first man that was born, or waste thou made before the hills? 15:8. Hast thou heard God's counsel, and shall his wisdom be inferior to thee? 15:9. What knowest thou that we are ignorant of? What dost thou understand that we know not? 15:10. There are with us also aged and ancient men, much elder than thy fathers. 15:11. Is it a great matter that God should comfort thee? But thy wicked words hinder this. 15:12. Why doth thy heart elevate thee, and why dost thou stare with thy eyes, as if they were thinking great things? 15:13. Why doth thy spirit swell against God, to utter such words out of thy mouth? 15:14. What is man that he should be without spot, and he that is born of a woman that he should appear just? 15:15. Behold, among his saints none is unchangeable, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. 15:16. How much more is man abominable, and unprofitable, who drinketh iniquity like water? 15:17. I will shew thee, hear me, and I will tell thee what I have seen. 15:18. Wise men confess and hide not their fathers. Wise men confess and hide not their fathers. That is, the knowledge and documents they have received from their fathers they are not ashamed to own. 15:19. To whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger hath passed among them. 15:20. The wicked man is proud all his days, and the number of the years of his tyranny is uncertain. 15:21. The sound of dread is always in his ears, and when there is peace, he always suspecteth treason. 15:22. He believeth not that he may return from darkness to light, looking round about for the sword on every side. 15:23. When he moveth himself to seek bread, he knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. 15:24. Tribulation shall terrify him, and distress shall surround him, as a king that is prepared for the battle. 15:25. For he hath stretched out his hand against God, and hath strengthened himself against the Almighty. 15:26. He hath run against him with his neck raised up, and disarmed with a fat neck. 15:27. Fatness hath covered his face, and the fat hangeth down on his sides. 15:28. He hath dwelt in desolate cities, and in desert houses that are reduced into heaps. 15:29. He shall not be enriched, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he push his root in the earth. 15:30. He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and he shall be taken away by the breath of his own mouth. 15:31. He shall not believe, being vainly deceived by error, that he may be redeemed with any price. 15:32. Before his days be full he shall perish, and his hands shall wither away. 15:33. He shall be blasted as a vine when its grapes are in the first flower, and as an olive tree that casteth its flower. 15:34. For the congregation of the hypocrite is barren, and fire shall devour their tabernacles, who love to take bribes. 15:35. He hath conceived sorrow, and hath brought forth iniquity, and his womb prepareth deceits. Job chapter 16. Job expostulates with his friends, and appeals to the judgment of God. 16:1. Then Job answered, and said, 16:2. I have often heard such things as these. You are all troublesome comforters. 16:3. Shall windy words have no end? Or is it any trouble to thee to speak? 16:4. I also could speak like you, and would God your soul were for my soul. 16:5. I would comfort you also with words, and would wag my head over you. 16:6. I would strengthen you with my mouth, and would move my lips, as sparing you. 16:7. But what shall I do? If I speak, my pain will not rest, and if I hold my peace, it will not depart from me. 16:8. But now my sorrow hath oppressed me, and all my limbs are brought to nothing. 16:9. My wrinkles bear witness against me, and a false speaker riseth up against my face, contradicting me. 16:10. He hath gathered together his fury against me, and threatening me he hath gnashed with his teeth upon me. My enemy hath beheld me with terrible eyes. 16:11. They have opened their mouths upon me, and reproaching me they have struck me on the cheek, they are filled with my pains. 16:12. God hath shut me up with the unjust man, and hath delivered me into the hands of the wicked. 16:13. I that was formerly so wealthy, am all on a sudden broken to pieces. He hath taken me by my neck, he hath broken me, and hath set me up to be his mark. 16:14. He hath compassed me round about with his lances, he hath wounded my loins, he hath not spared, and hath poured out my bowels on the earth. 16:15. He hath torn me with wound upon wound, he hath rushed in upon me like a giant. 16:16. I have sewed sackcloth upon my skin, and have covered my flesh with ashes. 16:17. My face is swollen with weeping, and my eyelids are dim. 16:18. These things have I suffered without the iniquity of my hand, when I offered your prayers to God. 16:19. O earth, cover not thou my blood, neither let my cry find a hiding place in thee. 16:20. For behold, my witness is in heaven, and he that knoweth my conscience is on high. 16:21. My friends are full of words. My eye poureth out tears to God. 16:22. And though that a man might so be judged with God, as the Son of Man is judged with his companion. 16:23. For behold, short years pass away, and I am walking in a path by which I shall not return. Job chapter 17. Job's hope in God. He expects rest in death. 17:1. My spirit shall be wasted, my days shall be shortened, and only the grave remaineth for me. 17:2. I have not sinned, and my eye abideth in bitterness. Not sinned. That is, I am not guilty of such sins as they charge me with. 17:3. Deliver me, O Lord, and set me beside thee, and let any man's hand fight against me. 17:4. Thou hast set their heart far from understanding, therefore they shall not be exalted. 17:5. He promiseth a prey to his companions, and the eyes of his children shall fail. 17:6. He hath made me as it were a byword of the people, and I am an example before them. 17:7. My eye is dim through indignation, and my limbs are brought as it were to nothing. 17:8. The just shall be astonished at this, and the innocent shall be raised up against the hypocrite. 17:9. And the just man shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. 17:10. Wherefore be you all converted, and come, and I shall not find among you any wise man. 17:11. My days have passed away, my thoughts are dissipated, tormenting my heart. 17:12. They have turned night into day, and after darkness I hope for light again. 17:13. If I wait, hell is my house, and I have made my bed in darkness. Hell, Sheol, the region of the dead. 17:14. I have said to Rottenness, thou art my father, two worms, my mother and my sister. 17:15. Where is now then my expectation, and who considereth my patience? 17:16. All that I have shall go down into the deepest pit. Thinkest thou that there at least I shall have rest? Deepest pit. Literally, hell. Job chapter 18. Baldit again reproves Job and describes the miseries of the wicked. 18:1. Then Baldit the Suhite answered, and said, 18:2. How long will you throw out words? Understand first, and so let us speak. 18:3. Why are we reputed as beasts, and counted vile before you? 18:4. Thou that destroyest thy soul in thy fury, shall the earth be forsaken for thee, and shall rocks be removed out of their place? 18:5. Shall not the light of the wicked be extinguished, and the flame of his fire not shine? 18:6. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and the lamp that is over him shall be put out. 18:7. The step of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down headlong. 18:8. For he hath thrust his feet into a net, and walketh in its meshes. 18:9. The sole of his foot shall be held in a snare, and thirst shall burn against him. 18:10. A gin is hidden for him in the earth, and his trap upon the path. 18:11. Fears shall terrify him on every side, and shall entangle his feet. 18:12. Let his strength be wasted with famine, and let hunger invade his ribs. 18:13. Let it devour the beauty of his skin, let the firstborn death consume his arms. 18:14. Let his confidence be rooted out of his tabernacle, and let destruction tread upon him like a king. 18:15. Let the companions of him that is not dwell in his tabernacle, let brimstone be sprinkled in his tent. 18:16. Let his roots be dried up beneath, and his harvest destroyed above. 18:17. Let the memory of him perish from the earth, and let not his name be renowned in the streets. 18:18. He shall drive him out of light into darkness, and shall remove him out of the world. 18:19. His seed shall not subsist, nor his offspring among his people, nor any remnants in his country. 18:20. They that come after him shall be astonished at his day, and horror shall fall upon them that went before. 18:21. These then are the tabernacles of the wicked, and this the place of him that knoweth not God. Job chapter 19. Job complains of the cruelty of his friends. He describes his own sufferings, and his belief of a future resurrection. 19:1. Then Job answered, and said, 19:2. How long do you afflict my soul, and break me in pieces with words? 19:3. Behold, these 10 times you confound me, and are not ashamed to oppress me. 19:4. For if I have been ignorant, my ignorance shall be with me. 19:5. But you set yourselves up against me, and reprove me with my reproaches. 19:6. At least now understand, that God hath not afflicted me with an equal judgment, and compassed me with his scourges. With an equal judgment. St. Gregory explains these words thus. Job being a just man, and truly considering his own life, thought that his affliction was greater than his sins deserved, and in that respect, that the punishment was not equal, yet it was just, as coming from God, who gives a crown of justice to those who suffer for righteousness' sake, and proves the just with tribulations, as gold is tried by fire. 19:7. Behold, I shall cry suffering violence, and no one will hear. I shall cry aloud, and there is none to judge. 19:8. He hath hedged in my path round about, and I cannot pass, and in my way he hath set darkness. 19:9. He hath stripped me of my glory, and hath taken the crown from my head. 19:10. He hath destroyed me on every side, and I am lost, and he hath taken away my hope, as from a tree that is plucked up. 19:11. His wrath is kindled against me, and he hath counted me as his enemy. 19:12. His troops have come together, and have made themselves away by me, and have besieged my tabernacle round about. 19:13. He hath put my brethren far from me, and my acquaintance like strangers have departed from me. 19:14. My kinsmen have forsaken me, and they that knew me have forgotten me. 19:15. They that dwell in my house, and my maidservants have counted me as a stranger, and I have been like an alien in their eyes. 19:16. I called my servant, and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my own mouth. 19:17. My wife hath abhorred my breath, and I entreated the children of my womb. 19:18. Even fools despised me, and when I was gone from them, they spoke against me. 19:19. They that were sometime my counselors have abhorred me, and he whom I loved most is turned against me. 19:20. The flesh being consumed, my bone hath cleaved to my skin, and nothing but lips are left about my teeth. 19:21. Have pity on me, have pity on me, at least you my friends, because the hand of the Lord hath touched me. 19:22. Why do ye persecute me as God, and clout yourselves with my flesh? 19:23. Who will grant me that my words may be written? Who will grant me that they may be marked down in a book? 19:24. With an iron pen and in a plate of lead, or else be graven with an instrument in flint stone. 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the last day I shall rise out of the earth. Verse 25, 26, and 27. Jacob's explicit belief in his Redeemer, and also of the resurrection of the flesh, not as one tree riseth in place of another, but that the selfsame flesh shall rise at the last day, by the power of God, changed in quality but not in substance, every one to receive sentence according to his works in this life. 19:26. And I shall be clothed again with my skin, and in my flesh I shall see my God. 19:27. Whom I myself shall see, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. This my hope is laid up in my bosom. 19:28. Why then do you say now, let us persecute him, and let us find occasion of word against him? 19:29. Flee then from the face of the sword, for the sword is the revenger of iniquities. And know ye that there is a judgment. Job chapter 20. Zophar declares the shortness of the prosperity of the wicked, and their sudden downfall. 20:1. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered, and said, 20:2. Therefore various thoughts succeed one another in me, and my mind is hurrying away to different things. 20:3. The doctrine with which thou reprovest me, I will hear, and the spirit of my understanding shall answer for me. 20:4. This I know from the beginning, since man was placed upon the earth. 20:5. That the praise of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. 20:6. If his pride mount up even to heaven, and his head touch the clouds. 20:7. In the end he shall be destroyed like a dunghill, and they that had seen him shall say, where is he? 20:8. As a dream that fleeth away he shall not be found, he shall pass as a vision of the night. 20:9. The eyes that had seen him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. 20:10. His children shall be oppressed with want, and his hands shall render to him his sorrow. 20:11. His bones shall be filled with the vices of his youth, and they shall sleep with him in the dust. 20:12. For when evil shall be sweet in his mouth, he will hide it under his tongue. 20:13. He will spare it, and not leave it, and will hide it in his throat. 20:14. His bread in his belly shall be turned into the gall of asps within him. 20:15. The riches which he hath swallowed, he shall vomit up, and God shall draw them out of his belly. 20:16. He shall suck the head of asps, and the viper's tongue shall kill him. 20:17. Let him not see the streams of the river, the brooks of honey and of butter. 20:18. He shall be punished for all that he did, and yet shall not be consumed. According to the multitude of his devices so also shall he suffer. According to the multitude of his devices, that is, his stratagems to gratify his passions and to oppress and destroy the poor. 20:19. Because he broke in and stripped the poor, he hath violently taken away a house which he did not build. 20:20. And yet his belly was not filled. And when he hath the things he coveted, he shall not be able to possess them. 20:21. There was nothing left of his meat, and therefore nothing shall continue of his goods. 20:22. When he shall be filled, he shall be straitened, he shall burn, and every sorrow shall fall upon him. 20:23. May his belly be filled, that God may send forth the wrath of his indignation upon him, and rain down his war upon him. 20:24. He shall flee from weapons of iron, and shall fall upon a bow of brass. 20:25. The sword is drawn out, and cometh forth from its scabbard, and glittereth in his bitterness. The terrible ones shall go and come upon him. 20:26. All darkness is hid in his secret places. The fire that is not kindled shall devour him. He shall be afflicted when left in his tabernacle. 20:27. The heavens shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. 20:28. The offspring of his house shall be exposed. He shall be pulled down in the day of God's wrath. 20:29. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the inheritance of his doings from the Lord.